It's the 6th of February, 2017, 10 p.m, and we are live for Legends on Siren FM. Tonight we pay tribute to Rod Stewart, and this is The First Cut Is the Deepest.
I would have given you all of my heart, but there's someone who's torn it apart, and she's taken just all that I had. But if you want, I'll try to love again. Baby, I'll try.
Listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. My name's Kai Valentine, and this is Legends on Siren FM. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside a live cover from a local artist. This week we are paying tribute to Rod Stewart, and for a slight change to our normal proceedings, I will be performing live later in the show. I'll be performing the number one hit Stewart track you just heard right there, The First Cut Is the Deepest. You can give your thoughts throughout the show by texting us on 07797 800 716, or tweeting us at Siren FM. That's 07797 800 716, or tweeting at Siren FM. Rod Stewart brought a new wave of soft rock to the 1970s right through to the 1990s, and with a Brit Award for Outstanding Contribution to Music and a place in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Stewart is one of the most successful solo acts of all time. We're going to head back to the start of his career now, kicking off with his first major hit. This is Maggie May. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM.
Thank you.
Maggie May, Rod Stewart's first major hit in the UK and the US, a hit number one around the world. In October 1971, Stewart became the first artist in history to hold all four number one positions in the British American singles charts and album charts. While Maggie May topped the singles chart tally in both territories, Every Picture Tells a Story achieved the same feat on the album's charts. Stewart's record company didn't think that this was going to be a hit, so they released it on the B-side of Reason to Believe. Disc jockeys liked Maggie better though, so they played it as the single instead. The first station to flip the single and play it as the A-side was Wokey in Milwaukee. We're paying tribute to Rod Stewart tonight for legends on Siren FM, and we're going to head to 1972 next, but first, here's how you can get in touch.
Want to have your say?
Have your 15 minutes of fame?
Or just say hello?
Hello.
Getting in touch is easier than ever. Text us on 07797 800716.
Drop us an email to studio@sirenonline.co.uk.
Or find us on social networks like Facebook and Twitter.
Just search for Siren FM.
Have your voice heard on your community radio station.
Siren 107.3 FM.
Hot afternoon, but
love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station, and we are paying tribute to Rod Stewart here tonight for Legends on Siren FM. From his 1972 album, Never a Dull Moment, Wear It Well had a remarkably similar arrangement to the previous year's hit Maggie May. It would hit the top of the charts in the UK and number 13 in the US. This track is probably most well remembered for the live performance that took place on Top of the Pops with the full lineup of Stewart's former band, The Faces. The Faces included none other than future Rolling Stones legend Ronnie Wood. Later that year, Rod Stewart would take a track composed by the Sutherland Brothers and make it his own, taking it to a new stratosphere as the legend went sailing.
I am sailing home again, across the sea. I am sailing stormy waters to be near you, to be free. Thank you.
Stewart related the song's theme of homesickness to the high rate of tax in the UK, causing him to move to America. And he recorded his version of the Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, with a choir assembled by Bob Crewe and the Four Seasons producer. It became his third UK chart topper of the following year, and it was revived following its use as the theme music for a BBC TV documentary series about the HMS Ark Royal, this time peaking at number 3. The combined sales of the two releases meant that this became Stewart's biggest ever selling single in the UK, with 955,111 copies sold worldwide. Well, no, actually, that's just in the UK. That's incredible for one track. Stewart confessed in a 2010 interview with the Mail on Sunday's Live magazine that he suffers from nerves when he has to perform live or in the studio, and always has a drink before hitting the stage or laying down vocals for tracks. However, he had to record Sailing completely sober because there was no alcohol available in the studio in Alabama. Stewart said, "It's the only song I've ever recorded without a drink inside me." As always for Legends on Siren FM, we have a live act performing in the studio, and this week it's actually me that'll be tackling a Rod Stewart classic, and that is The First Cut Is the Deepest. That'll be coming up in just a little while, probably around 10 minutes time. Remember, if you want to get in touch with the show, there are many ways in which you can do it. You can tweet us at Siren FM, or you can text us on 07797 800 716. That's 07797 800 716. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. Tonight we're paying tribute to Mr. Rod Stewart, and this is a little bit of Tonight's the Night, Gonna Be Alright. It was released in 1976, and here we go.
Tonight's the night.
the Muscle Shoals rhythm section played on this song. They were a group of four musicians who started their own studio, the Muscle Shoals Sound, in 1969. After doing sessions for famed studios for Wilson Pickett, Aretha Franklin, and many more popular soul acts, this was one of Stewart's live favourites, finding its way into more set lists than any other song, except, of course, for Maggie May. In 2003, a musical opened in the West End of London, entitled Tonight's the Night, fittingly named after this track, featuring many of Stewart's biggest hits, and in the same way as other jukebox musicals had done for ABBA with Mamma Mia and Green Day with American Idiot. However, it would not last long, unfortunately, closing just a year later. We're going to jump to 1977 next with a request from our very own sports presenter Peter Haywood, and this is Hot Legs. Here we go, Peter, this one's for you. We'll be right back. One of my favourite things of the last couple of weeks has been gathering requests for songs from other Siren FM presenters, as many of these tracks this evening have come out of our suggestion pool in the production office of Siren FM. Hot Legs was requested by our very own sports presenter, Peter Haywood, and I've heard that track on his show many, many times over the past few weeks. But now it's time for your live performance of the night. Wish me luck. This is the first cut is the deepest. I would have given you all of my heart, but there's someone who's torn it apart, and she's taken just all that I had. But if you want, I'll try to love again. Baby, I'll try to love again, but I know the first cut is the deepest. Baby, I know the first cut is the deepest. But when it comes to being lucky, she's cursed. And when it comes to loving me, she's the worst. I still want you by my side, just to help me dry the tears that I cried. And I'm sure gonna give you a try. And if you want, I'll try to love again. Baby, I'll try to love again, but I know the first cut is the deepest. Baby, I know the first cut is the deepest. When it comes to being lucky, she's cursed. When it comes to loving me, she's the worst. You by my side, just to help me dry the tears that I've cried. But I'm still gonna give you a try, 'cause if you want, I'll try to love again. Baby, I'll try to love again, but I know the first cut is the deepest. Baby, I know the first cut is the deepest. When it comes to being lucky, she's cursed. And when it comes to loving me, she's the worst. Thank you everyone for tuning in to Legends on Siren FM. Tonight we are paying tribute to the one and only Rod Stewart, and we've got plenty more tracks coming up right after this.
Lincoln's first community radio station,
Siren 107.3 FM.
Stewart was well known for his soulful blues and folk ballads, but this song was a disco departure, and it gave him a new look. He attracted many new fans, but alienated many of his old ones, who had no interest in disco and fondly remembered Rod as a member of The Faces, where he earned a reputation as a hard-rocking party animal. Reflecting on the song in the May 1995 issue of Mojo magazine, Stewart said, "I think it's one of those songs that everyone can remember what they were doing in that particular year. It was one of the 10 songs that summed up the whole dance disco period, and that's what music surely about. It brings back memories," said Mr. Rod Stewart himself. He also said, speaking in the Esquire in 2012, that "I used to be embarrassed to sing Do You Think I'm Sexy, but people loved it, so it's in the show." Do you remember where you were when you first heard the disco classic Do You Know I'm Sexy? Then let us know by texting us on 07797 800 716. That's 07797 800 716, and remember to leave your name or tweet us at SirenFM. Next up, we have another number one single from Mr. Rod Stewart, and it's coming up right after this.
Hello, I'm Rich Herring.
Hi, this is Mark Kermode.
Hi, I'm James Martin.
Hello, this is John Craven, and glad you're listening to Siren.
Siren FM.
Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM.
I'm Dave Myers.
And I'm Cy King.
And we're the Hairy Bikers.
On Siren FM.
Bing bong.
Yes, we're heading to 1983 next with a little bit of Baby Jane.
Thank you.
released in 1983, Baby Jane was the lead single from Stewart's Body Wishes, and his first number one since Do You Think I'm Sexy. Stewart penned the lyrics whilst his bass guitarist Jay Davis wrote the music. Speaking with The Guardian, the singer admitted he puts writing the words off until the very last minute. He said, when the song's got a hook, the way I do it is hum and ha along with the band as they are playing. I sing with whatever comes into my head, and nine times out of ten, that will be the title of the song. Either that, or I'd just write down a good title like Young Turks or Baby Jane and wait until the right vehicle comes along for it. A fun delve into the mind of the legend Rod Stewart right there. My name's Kai Valentine, and you can find me here on Siren FM every Sunday, Monday and Friday morning for the breakfast show, as well as here every Monday night. Tonight we're paying tribute to Rod Stewart for Legends on Siren FM. Rod Stewart has had some iconic collaborations over the years, but none more iconic than when he teamed up with the one and only Tina Turner. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM, and this is It Takes Two. Tina Turner and Rod Stewart would team up for the duet of It Takes Two in 1990 for a Pepsi marketing campaign. The song would become a European hit, reaching number 5 on the UK singles charts. The single would hold close to their hearts, appearing on many of their individual compilation albums over the years. We're quickly coming towards the end of tonight's show. If you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at Kai J Valentine and the show at Siren Legends, or on our Facebook page www.facebook.com/Siren Legends. We hope that you've enjoyed tonight's delve into the history of Rod Stewart's amazing career, and we've got one more track to come, but I'll just hold off on that for a second as I tell you what is coming up tomorrow night here on, or tomorrow on Siren FM. I say tomorrow night like there's not going to be anything on in the day, because we go off air at 11 o'clock tonight. The music keeps playing until 7 a.m. where Mr. Jeff Thompson will be here live in the studio with your breakfast show on Tuesday. There will also be the events guide at 9 a.m. followed by Siren Simply Jazz from 12 o'clock with Tom Stevens. We got Sounds on Tuesday with Peter Haywood from 3 till 5, and of course the Drive Time team here, Chris and Niall, on Topic, Topical Tuesdays, here for Drive Time from 5 till 7 p.m. And then plenty more programming as the night goes on, including the wonderful American Cousins with our very own Andrew David and Bruce K. Rosenblum. But you have been listening to Legends on Siren FM, our trip down memory lane with the one and only Rod Stewart. In his career, Rod Stewart has placed his distinctively raspy vocals on some of the biggest selling albums of all time. He's still rocking to this day, and I want to end tonight's show by taking us back to 1970 for possibly one of my favourite songs of all time. Thank you for joining me for Legends on Siren FM, and this is Handbags and the Glad Rags.
Cross the road, trying to make the other side. Ever seen a young girl growing old, trying to make herself a bride? So what becomes of you, my love? Stripped you off the handbags and the glad rags that your granddad had to sweat so you could buy, baby. Once I was a young man, and all I thought I had to do was smile. Still a young girl, and you bought everything in style. Listen. But once you think you're in your heart, 'cause you don't mean a single thing without the handbags and the glad rags that your granddad had to sweat so you could buy. Song of sixpence for your sake, and take a bottle full of rye. Four and 20 blackbirds in a cake, and bake them all in a pie. They told me
your poor old granddad had to step by. They told me you missed school today, so I'd suggest you just throw them all away. Handbags and the glad rags that your poor old granddad had to sweat to buy.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Legends on Siren FM. That one there is for my mum. It's one of her favourite songs, so hope you enjoyed that one, mum. It's coming towards the end of today's show here on Siren FM. We're about to send you for your Sky News update at 11 p.m, so it's time to send you down to London Town to Sky News, and here comes your news update at 11 o'clock. We'll see you all right back here next week for the